This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists have been pushing a new civil war in the United States. They want physical attacks on Trump supporters. They want physical attacks on the Trump family. They want physical attacks on me. They want physical attacks on anybody that dare engage in the First Amendment and try to cut taxes and restore this republic. They lie about who we are. They lie about what we stand for. They put out vicious hit pieces all over the news and say that I shouldn't even be allowed to be interviewed on NBC, even though they've interviewed murderers on death row and dictators. No one's worse than Alex Jones because he's exposing the private Federal Reserve and supporting President Trump. This is the mindset. This is the system that they are pushing on every front. And now, with Kathy Griffin saying, you know, cut the head off, and all these congressmen and others calling for violence, and all the Democrats and all the different writers for the mainstream news, LA Times, New York Times, calling for Trump's assassination, and CNBC and MSNBC terrorism analyst coming out and saying terrorists should blow up Trump Tower. ISIS, you need to hit Trump Tower. Like, let's cue that clip up from about a month ago. We now see lawmaker Stephen Scalise injured in GOP baseball shooting. Suspect James T. Hodgkinson dies after shootout. And Paul Watson has the big article on InfoWars.com. Confirmed, gunman was anti-Trump leftist, 66-year-old, called Trump a traitor, vowed to destroy him. That's right, vowed to destroy him. And then we have all of the different leftist groups linked in Paul's articles calling for Trump supporters to be killed because we're Nazis, because we're evil. That's why we have the CNN is ISIS contest, because the radical controlled corporate left is allied with radical Islam because they see it as their muscle at San Bernardino and the Pulse nightclub and so many other events. But then they have Megyn Kelly ask me, why do you blame the gays for dying? This is a question she asked me in the upcoming Sunday interview. I don't know if it's going to be in the interview. And I said, what are you talking about? And she actually took me back there. And she said, well, you said that they're the reason they died. I said, no, the left brings in people that then target them and kill them. And I don't understand why you've got feminists out wearing hijabs or why a lot of liberal groups are saying bring in radical Muslims that kill gays. Common sense, 2 + 2 = 4. But see, they can't admit they're bringing in people that are killing citizens and doing this. They can't admit they're fomenting civil war and death. They have to engage in this alchemy, this fraud, of taking those of us that want peace, want an open free society, want tolerance, and claim we're the bad guys, that I killed the people at the Pulse nightclub, that I blew up the people at the Manchester Ariana Grande event, that I am to blame, that I did Sandy Hook, that somehow that I'm the worst thing on earth because I question a known lying media that said the Iraqis took little babies out of incubators and stomped their brains out when it never happened. So will they fake things? You better believe they will. And do we question everything these known certified liars spew? We bet you do, ladies and gentlemen. I know you question it as well. I felt like I was back in Iraq without my weapon. Congressman wounded in baseball pitch, mass shooting. Rand Paul was there and survived, thank God. Our best senator, armed police, armed Capitol Police prevented a massacre. Senator was at the baseball practice and credits police with saving his and many other lives. Steve Watson has a report. It's all up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Leftist gunman shoots Republican congressman in the media-inspired terror attack. CNN is ISIS. The New York Times is ISIS. The Washington Post is ISIS and are the enemies of this country and our president and are trying to stir up a violent civil war because they're desperate to wreck this country and consolidate control and complete our journey into globalist enslavement and Sharia law.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The globalists that have hijacked this nation and are trying to put us under TPP, foreign control, are desperate to bankrupt the country and culturally bankrupt us as well so that we can be absolutely dominated and socially engineered even further. And they have been bullying in an ultra-massive way the American people and the people of Europe and the people of areas of Latin America, Africa, Asia, you name it, fomenting domestic revolutions, fomenting civil wars. Soros, the globalist, Obama, Hillary, the EU, NATO openly fomented the Arab Spring, putting radical Islamicists in charge and overthrowing three of our allies. They have openly financed the overthrow of the elected government of Ukraine 4 years ago. They are openly trying to start a war with Russia. They are openly selling out our secrets to communist China. They are openly working with every criminal organization and group they can to disintegrate society and then bring in total control on the ashes of it. And their Strong Cities Initiative, run by Obama and Loretta Lynch and the Justice Department, to cause a civil war, blame the police for their response, and then federalize and globalize the police and turn them into basically community organizers along the lines of Saul Alinsky. Flashback. Tim Kaine, Loretta Lynch called for blood and death in the streets. Dan Lyman, Infowars.com. We have the tweets. We have the videos. We have MSNBC and CNBC analysts saying a month ago, we need ISIS to bomb Trump properties. We need death. That clip's coming up. And you've seen every major publication out there, LA Times, New York Times, Washington Post, repeatedly say, kill Trump, kill his family, kill, kill, kill. MSNBC counterterrorism analyst calls for ISIS bombing of Trump. I'm reading that headline right there. This is the reality. That's what Dustin Guybel is out there pushing on Twitter and in his statements on television. And now, lawmaker Steve Scalise, injured in GOP baseball shooting. Suspect James T. Hodgkinson dies after shootout with police. He shot multiple police officers and the congressman, who's a veteran and survived, and almost shot Senator Rand Paul. Steve Scalise, a military veteran, said, I felt like I was back in Iraq without my weapon. Congressman wounded in baseball pitch mass shooting says leftist gunman shoots Republican congressman in media-inspired terror attack. The articles you need to get out to everybody are on Infowars.com right now. Leftist gunman shoots Republican congressman in media-inspired terror attack. Attacker deliberately targeted Republicans. He asked the people watching, he said, are those congressmen? They said, yes. Are those senators? Yes. Is it a Republican team? They said, yes. And he began his attack. Can you imagine if someone did this to Democrats? If a conservative, if a libertarian did this, it would be the end of the world. For every attack you see by a right-winger like Dylann Roof, the idiot that shot poor, innocent black people at a church, all whites were guilty, the South was guilty, Christians were guilty, gun owners were guilty, the battle flag of the South was guilty, every statue was guilty, oh, we're all collectively guilty. Super rare event, horrible, terrible thing. But then Black Lives Matter goes out with their groups and says, kill cops, and a whole bunch of cops get killed, and I come out and say, Soros and others have funded this PSYOP, and they're behind it, and then Media Matters runs the headline that I said no cops were killed, or I say it's staged and fake, which I didn't say. I said the leftist groups are pushing for cops being killed. The left is pushing for congressmen to be killed and for the president to be killed, and they're not going to be able to spin that or turn that around, but it is an absolute terrorist operation of the Democratic Party when they get up on every major channel and every major news outlet with plays and movies and TV shows and fiction and nonfiction and every paper and just in the schools, and teachers sit there squirting water guns and images of Trump screaming, die, 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 die. I want Darren McBreen and the rest of the crew to just get all the compilations of Democrats saying, kill, kill, die, die, attack Republicans, kill, die, going out beating people up, the media saying, oh, good, good, attack those Trump supporters. We've got Madonna saying, blow up the White House. She thinks about it every day. All of this on and on. And Snoop Dogg saying, kill the president. And then his nephew, Bow Wow, saying, let's grab his wife and let's pimp her. Let's put her into sex slavery because we're liberals and we love jihadists. And that's what we do. Just total scum, total trash. Kathy Griffin, all of it on and on and on. Murder, kill, death, revolution, slaughter. And the summer's coming. And Soros and the big leftist groups are spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars per march nationwide. They spent 280 plus million just on the national march in three cities. I was there in D.C. the day after the inauguration. They've been attacking us the day before, not letting people go in to hear the inauguration. But there were all the libertarians and conservatives letting them have their demonstration, putting hijabs on. $283 million, if memory serves. Look it up yourself, to fund that march in three major cities. New York, D.C., L.A. They had other little sub ones around the country, but those were funded and bussed in millions of women, and they are violent, and they are hateful. And then they had Sharia law marches all over the country pushing Sharia law. So groups then have marches against Sharia law that's incompatible, sexual mutilation, gays being murdered, women being enslaved, women not allowed to work or drive cars. And here in Austin, our own reporters were viciously attacked with people with clubs and carrying AK-47s. The man behind the women, George Soros, gave $246 million to Partners of Women's March. My memory said more than that, but I think they later found some more funding, too. So there you go, $246 million. Teleprompter-free, going off memory, pretty darn good. That's the Washington Times. So now, Paul Watson has the article. Steve Watson has the article. Top Republican politician shot as gunman fires 50 bullets at baseball game, injuring five at Republican baseball game. Leftist gunman shoots Republican congressman in media-inspired terror attack. Confirmed. Here's the Paul Watson article. Retweet it. Facebook it. Call into talk radio. Call into C-SPAN with it. Confirmed. Gunman was an anti-Trump leftist. 66-year-old called Trump a traitor. Vowed to destroy him. And right beside it is a banner to our contest. A lot of entries coming in. Already a lot of people that are winners. We've got to wade through it all. Getting in public with signs or T-shirts saying CNN is ISIS, CNN is terrorist, CNN is fake news, MSN is fake news, Infowars.com, Infowars.com. Why don't you get Infowars.com in? You show them shooting a fake newscast. You get $2,500 just paid out on that from England. Catch MSNBC putting out a fake newscast, and you get video of it and expose it. We'll pay out to you. They just caught yesterday interviewing a top Democrat posing as somebody on the street, saying basically impeach Trump. We're going to expose these terrorists, this literal fifth column of revolutionaries that want to overthrow America and bring in a command and control economy where they rule all of us and run our lives. The ultimate dirtbag scum. Like Tim Kaine, who was involved overthrowing Latin American countries for the CIA. Loretta Lynch and the UN takeover of our police and Black Lives Matter called for blood and death in the streets. Dan Lyman, Infowars.com. We need to get that report out to absolutely everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so incredibly critical that everybody stand up to these people and that we not just act like the conservative patriot libertarians we always do and just stiff upper lip. They, shot the congressman. They shot some cops. Nobody died, thank God. And then we just kind of shut up about it and move on about running the country and working and taking care of our families. We've got to boycott. We've got to point out the Democrats are terrorists. We've got to get in their face with information warfare and point out they're trying to foment a revolution to bully and to intimidate us into total and complete abject servitude. We either take action or they're going to win. But we're so close to winning because we've been peaceful. We have stood up to them. We have exposed them. We have spoken out. That's why they have to misrepresent what we say, misrepresent what we do. We come back, I'm going to play the congressman, the senator, Rand Paul clip, and more. But if you just tuned in, leftist gunman shoots Republican congressman in media-inspired terror attack. Confirmed, gunman was an anti-Trump leftist. Congressman Steve Scalise was shot this morning in a politically motivated, targeted terror attack. It's a terror attack. By a leftist who deliberately sought out Republicans. And nobody's saying it. I want to tweet right now an Alex Jones quote, real Alex Jones. I'm doing it during the break. This attack on the Republican baseball game is a leftist terror attack by bullying scum that want to stop the Make America Great Again agenda. This is a terror attack by people organizing for mass violence and warfare against what's left of the Republic as we desperately try to turn the economy back on and stop a global depression, and as we desperately try to stem the tide of the ISIS-Al-Qaeda forces that Obama, Saudi Arabia, the Pope, and the globalists have launched into Europe and the United States. World War III has begun.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
shot rang out, and, you know, I grew up in the South. I'm used to hearing an occasional shotgun, and I wasn't sure. It didn't sound like a shotgun, but it did sound like a rifle. And then there were a couple of seconds. Everybody kind of looked up and heard the sound, but we were about ready to go back around our business. Nobody dropped to the ground. Nobody ducked. Nobody did anything that I could see. But then 5 or 10 shots in a row very quickly rang out, and that's when everybody was hitting the dirt. I saw Scalise go down at second base. There were staffers running from the perimeter of the outfield from the third base sign where the shooter was all the way to where I was. So I was in the far perimeter of right field, and I often give Senator Flake a ride home, and just about a minute before, I'd been at the batting at home plate, and I walked by him at the dugout, and I said, I'm going to go one more time for one more batting cage in the right field. And as it turns out, that was at the farthest point. So I'm in the right field. I'm at the farthest point on the field of anybody from the gunshots. But the gunshots are still hitting in the dirt in right field where there are two staffers laying on the ground. I think one of them may have been hit, but there between me and them is about a 15-20-foot fence. So one of the staffers decides, the heck with this, I'm not staying here. The bullets are flying all around me. He decided to climb the fence, and he climbed a 20-foot fence in about 3 seconds, plopped down behind me, and there was a big oak tree behind the batting cage. He and I are behind the oak tree, but the gunshots are still going in the dirt in right field in the warning track, so about 5 or 10 feet from us. And at some point, I'd say 50 or 60 shots at least have been fired from the shooter. And then we start to hear the Capitol Hill police respond, and theirs is a different weapon, so you hear pistol shots going back at the shooter. I can tell you that I think with absolute certainty nobody would have survived without the Capitol Hill Police. They saved everybody's life, incredibly brave, and deserve everyone's praise.
And reportedly, as many as 3 police officers have been shot. The gunman has been killed. An admitted crazed Democrat. We have his social media information up on Infowars.com, where he called for the destruction of Trump, the destruction of the Republicans. Truly sickening information. I felt like I was back in Iraq without my weapon. Congressman wounded in baseball pitch mass shooting. Representative Steve Scalise shot in congressional baseball game. That is now being reported. James T. Hodgkinson dies after the shootout. 66 years old from Illinois, was killed in the shootout with police. First they were saying 3 were wounded. Now they're saying 2 were wounded. We're still not sure. The wounded also include 2 Capitol Police officers, a congressional aide, and a lobbyist. So that is a total of 5 people. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess 6 if you count the gunman. These are people that believe they're doing good, because Kathy Griffin and all these other folks and people producing plays are saying kill Trump, and the newspapers are saying kill Trump, and they're saying he's a Nazi. They're saying he's Hitler. They're saying his supporters are. So they come up to families with clubs and with mace and with rocks and with bike locks and just club people's heads in savagely, just screaming. And what's scary is I've been to a lot of these demonstrations. You've all watched countless ones. I'm sure you've been to many of them yourselves. The leftists are the closest thing to the walking dead. They just stomp around. They walk weird. Their hair's all bozoed out. Their eyes don't point the right direction. They scream and just can't even hardly talk. And we're not just picking and choosing a few of them to make them look bad. We've all watched, or if you've tried, you can see it for yourself, people that don't act like they're human anymore, completely whacked out of their brains, who believe television is real, who believe fake news like CNN is real, who believe ABC is real, who believe NBC is real, fake news like Megyn Kelly, and they watch it. And they really believe those of us being attacked aren't human, and that we're really bad trying to cut their taxes, and we're really bad trying to bring their jobs back, and we're really bad trying to keep ISIS out of the country, and we're really bad trying to fix the VA, and we're horrible people that have to die. And so they go out and they attack. Imagine what the Democrats would be doing right now, because this was purely politically motivated. He said, it's time to destroy Trump and Co. congressional shooter recently wrote. We need to tweet that out at Real Alex.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that.
The Russians ran an extensive information war campaign against my campaign to influence voters in the election. And then they began to weaponize them. And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Dr. Jerome Corsi is here in studio with us, coming down here to work with InfoWars on the massive expansion we're about to engage in onto cable and satellite. And a lot more. We're already on some cable and satellite systems, but massive expansion we're working on here pretty soon, because America and the world is awakening. We've never had more listeners, never had more support. I want to thank you all for your prayers and your support. But we're expanding because the enemy is coming in like a flood. You have got thousands and thousands of newspapers, because I look at hundreds every day. Almost every paper in the country I've seen has had op-eds saying kill Trump, organize his overthrow. Atlantic Monthly has just said organize a military coup. We have seen Kathy Griffin come out with her activity. We have seen countless other Hollywood producers and others say absolutely let's kill him. We've seen CNBC and MSNBC hosts come out and say we need ISIS to bomb Trump facilities, Trump Tower. This is calling for known terror groups to carry out attacks. This is aiding and abetting enemies. That's why I said 2 days ago in Media Matters, run by the Democrats, and George Soros picked it up and said, Alex Jones says he's ready for Trump to move with military action. Dr. Jerome Corsi, former counterterrorism specialist, banking specialist, best-selling author, he was on when I said that. I don't want a coup. They're involved in the coup. An active attempt to start a bloody civil war. So in case you forgot, here's just a small snippet of some of the Democratic leaders recently and Hollywood people like Madonna saying, kill Trump, blow up the White House. Saying that on major platforms like it's acceptable, it's going to happen. So this is clearly directing terror attacks, just like when the leader of ISIS gets up on YouTube or gets up on the Internet and says, run over people with cars, kill the infidels, go bomb them. They go out, they bomb, they go out, they shoot, they go out and run people over. When they said invade Europe 3 years ago as part of ISIS takeover, 3 million extra people came in, 80% military age men. It's the same thing. We target ISIS with weapons. We target them with bombs. Well, when you've got the Democratic Party openly saying kill Trump supporters, attack their supporters in the streets with clubs, killing people, it is not the president's right. It is the president's duty and the Justice Department's duty to start arresting and indicting people. And if they want to go for a full civil war at that point, we got to call the army out in the street, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody running around burning stuff down or killing people needs to get a rocket-propelled grenade shot at them. And I'm not looking for a civil war, but if you come start one, we're going to kick your ass. Get that through your globalist commie traitor heads. We are ready to kick your ass. We know we're going to defeat you and Megyn Kelly. We're going to defeat the rogue CIA. We're going to restore the Republic. Already most of the CIA and the Pentagon are on our side. So if you people really want to start it with 50 million veterans and millions of people in our military who are almost all awake, good luck, SJWs, because you are reaping the wind. You're about to get the whirlwind. Right now, let's go to that one-minute clip.
His wife said, well, he's a tough guy. He's not a tough guy. He's a bully and he's a bitch and he can suck my and I'll meet him in a hotel room any motherfucking day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger. Kiss my motherfucking ass, you bitch punk sucker.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Snoop Dogg killing the president. And then his nephew says, sex slaves. He kidnapped the president's wife and sex slave. And then Kathy Griffin saying, let's kill Trump together. That's nothing compared to the plays, the movies, the TV shows. But remember, Kathy Griffin then came out last week and cried and said Trump broke her. She's just calling for mass violence. And then Trump called her despicable. And so that was bullying. When he called her pushing for his death and terrorizing his family and Barron, who thought it was real, when he spoke out and called it disgusting, that was bullying. Let's play that clip.
And there's no mistaking that I don't think I will have a career after this. I'm going to be honest, he broke me. He broke me.
Now let's talk about where this spin's going to go with Dr. Jerome Corsi, a psychological warfare expert, and battling communists, Islamists, you name it. Let's talk about what they're going to do. They're going to talk about Gabby Giffords being shot by a mental patient who was a Democrat, who was taking hallucinogens every day for years and had a satanic altar in his backyard and went and killed, shot some folks and wounded her because he was completely out of his mind. That's totally different than the Democrats everywhere. It'd be one thing if Republicans, you know, back when Giffords got shot, were saying, go kill Congress people, go kill the president, you know, go after Obama. And then it happened, you could try to pin it on Republicans. You can't do that because they weren't calling for it. The Democrats are frothing like Cujo with rabies to attack Trump supporters, to bully people, to fire people, to boycott people, to kill the president, to put his wife in sex slavery. So, Giffords has now come out and said her heart is with my former colleagues. Well, great. Please then speak out against the Democrats calling for all of these attacks. Of course, Trump's come out and said Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana is a true friend and breaks down the fact that this is all a very, very serious tragedy. Again, let me read you the Trump quote if we can. We can pause that. I can. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana is a friend, a true friend, a patriot, and was badly injured but will fully recover. Our thoughts and prayers are with him. We need Trump to tweet, this is Democrat-inspired terrorism directly caused by their organized, concerted effort to start a bloody civil war, which they're going to kick off. I mean, this is beyond war propaganda to launch the Spanish-American War in 1898 or the Gulf War of 2003. I mean, this is classic PR, major rollout, demonizing Trump, demonizing myself, lying about what we say, lying about what we stand for, saying things we never said. A full court press, as Dr. Corsi said Monday, they're preparing a civil war, probably in July. They're preparing everybody for Trump to be assassinated, and they're preparing to try to trigger mass shootings that will make the Republicans roll over in fear and mass shootings of police under strong cities, hoping they roll over with Black Lives and Soros and others openly pushing this, saying, you give in to us and you do what we want, or we're going to activate through the media, through the hype, more mentally ill people and more Black Lives Matter to come kill you. And you watch, you're going to see a bunch of cops get killed now. They've activated. There, you're going to see more politicians and more Republicans shot. I've got to have, you know, security. It's on. Ladies and gentlemen, so they've rewritten the rules of succession to kill Trump or overthrow him and to remove all Republicans elected in the last election. This is the official Democratic Party through the elite Atlantic Monthly. They're also saying it in New Yorker magazine. Deep state moles, continental government plan to overthrow Trump. They mean business. They are a foreign multinational force. Now, Dr. Corsi literally wrote the book. Not just his other number one New York Times bestsellers, but wrote the book on NAFTA and GATT and TPP, IMF, World Bank, World Government. Lou Dobbs, he was one of Lou Dobbs' top advisors. Lou Dobbs, a great hero, had top ratings at CNN, even better than, you know, O'Reilly had when he got fired. Fired because he was leading the charge against globalism and the end of the country. They may have fired him, but still, we all owe Lou Dobbs a round of applause for the success with TPP, the Paris, and everything. But Corsi was at the tip of the spear, and still is, exposing globalism. Trump's great crime is pulling us out of it. So these foreign multinationals are working with Islamists, leftist communists, the same ones I saw attacking our reporters this weekend in Austin, preparing a massive... Folks, I never saw communists on the street hardly in my life, except in like New York. I see them everywhere now in Austin. They have attacked our crew repeatedly. They're all over the country. They're activating. They're getting ready for their big move. You've been totally on target, Dr. Corsi. You're with us till the bottom of the hour next hour when other guests join us. But I just want listeners to know I'm a little bit, you know, upset here because we told you it was all coming. We've studied history. We've studied the globalists. We've studied how they foment the Arab Spring and other civil wars, how they tried to overthrow Russia. We're not saying Russia's perfect, but the same globalists have been trying to overthrow Russia. They're trying to overthrow us. Okay? So the only Russia connection is we're under attack by the same dirtbags. Dr. Corsi.
Well, I mean, first of all, let's put it in context. When 1960, when Jack Kennedy won, Richard Nixon said, well, we might have lost the election by vote fraud in Illinois, but I'm not going to contest it. And that was all fair It was easy to let it go. Now what happened is, get to 2000, and Al Gore says, no, I'm going to contest it in the courts. Now, what we got to realize is that these Democrats have now gone completely over to the other side. They're off the cliff. They're Marxists.
They're beyond over the cliff. They are frothing terrorists.
Yes,
I mean,
are.
For real.
Well, and they're going to use violence.
They've gone right to the Saul Alinsky, right to the Bill Ayers playbook. They have completely embraced it.
What you have here.
This is awesome this weekend.
You have a failure of the Democratic Party to accept the legitimacy of an election in which Donald Trump was elected. The Democratic Party is going to obstruct. They're going to use violence. They're going to use riots. They're going to use Soros-funded thugs. The inauguration was the beginning of this, which was violent activity, breaking windows, assaulting people who wanted to go into the inauguration. This is in the streets now.
And we have Newsweek and Time saying a case for rioting, and the Huffington Post saying get violent. Aren't these people going to get held accountable who are calling for organized crime?
Well, what they're going to do is the deep state and the left, the Democrats are going to blame Trump for this. They're going to say it's all Trump's fault. It's because of Trump's policies and Trump. Look, they were right at the edge of having globalism take over, to have an Islamic state on the way to be created in the United States. If Hillary had won, we would have seen massive, massive eliminations of freedom. First Amendment would have been under.
Because she's a villain. They get off on this.
And it's at the heart of the Democratic Party. Everybody's got to understand this is not the Democratic Party of Jack Kennedy. This is the Democratic Party. It's a Maoist party. It's basically thugs. It's basically funded by Soros. And it's out there in the streets to win power through a civil war. What they're going to do is you're going to see an uptick now of violence. This is just beginning. And Donald Trump in the White House has got to realize this. He's in this for his life. In it also for the future, if there's any future for the Republic. Donald Trump has got to start using the enormous powers of the presidency. First of all, Jeff Sessions yesterday, they didn't get Jeff Sessions. The Democrats were gunning for him, and Jeff Sessions outsmarted them. So now they're going to up the ante. They want the special prosecutor. We've got Mueller. He's hiring a whole bunch of Democrats in there who are going to be Hillary. People who donated to Hillary, these are people who hate Trump.
And we're going to get back into that in a minute, but Dr. Corsi, we're not just saying this. We've been telling everybody this is coming. That's why they hate us. That's why InfoWars is public enemy number one, because they know. Let's get Matt Bracken on today, by the way, guys. They know that we know their battle plan, and it totally freaks them out that we've laid it all out before they even laid it out. And so we've got to stop them. This is a clear and present danger. This is mainstream media organizing mass murder criminally. I mean, what does the president do? He has to move against these people.
First of all, it started with a propaganda campaign. The idea was to begin by saying, look, the Russians stole the election. Well, that meme is gone because it's obviously clear there's no evidence that the Russians did anything. It was Hillary and Podesta who were working and being paid by the Russians. They're not going to be investigated. Got a politicized Department of Justice that will not investigate the obvious crimes of Hillary, Podesta, the Democrats, Solyndra.
So they're going to move on to civil unrest, and they're going to move on to obstruction of justice of a non-crime.
Okay, now what President Trump's got to do, he's got to realize that, first of all, this is a war, and it's going to be a civil war, and it's going to be violent. So the powers of the presidency have to be exerted. First of all, Donald Trump's got to say, no more hearings. That's it. No more hearings. We're done with the hearings.
And he has to start arresting some of the moles in the government that have been leaking under sedition. If he can link them to foreign combines, not just governments, he has to use those acts of espionage, because this is globalism. So they're on a corporate board and are trying to sell the country out. It's just like working for the Chinese. He needs to start arresting them.
Well, and also, I mean, get a control. Fire Priebus. You've got a whole bunch of the GOP elite. Priebus's meal ticket is the donors to the Republican National Committee. It's Ryan McConnell. He doesn't care if Trump goes down. He's got a job. Get rid of Priebus and clean out all of throughout the administration, people who had jobs with Obama.
But what does he do if they're learning? If he learns they're preparing a physical coup, which they're openly priming the public for,
right.
He's got to move. I mean, he's got to move against these criminals.
The first step is to get a hold of his own house. And to put an end, no more hearings. That's done. Special Prosecutor pardoned General Flynn. And that's the end of the special.
And let's remember, because the Clintons pardoned a bunch of people, and the Clintons wouldn't go to hearings, and Loretta Lynch wouldn't go to hearings, and Susan Rice wouldn't go. None of these people would go to hearings. Why is Trump's people going to hearings?
It should stop it right now. So that's it. There's no evidence that Russian meme. That's done. We're not going to talk about that anymore. Obstruction of justice. President's got to say, look, I have the full authority to tell the Department of Justice what to do. Full authority to fire Comey. Full authority to inquire about an investigation. Full authority to start or stop an FBI investigation. This nonsense of obstruction of justice does not apply.
I agree with you, but we're going to break. What does he do now when Black Lives Matter, funded by Soros and others, are openly saying kill cops? That's racketeering. That's organized crime. That is preparing murder one. We cannot put up with this and their intimidation anymore. It's time to move.
And start by criminal prosecutions and investigations of people who threaten the presidency or threaten violence.
It's a good start with this winner loser. This little commie crazy Taliban chick. I hope they throw her under the prison.
And 100 more. There's plenty of them. They're going to go after the leakers. They got to go after anybody who threatens violence. It's a crime. It's got to be put to.
And by the way, folks, everybody knows I don't like a police state. We're going to have a communist police state on us if we don't do this. America is fighting for its life. The president needs to move with force. I will back it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is a war. It isn't a broadcast. Keep telling everybody.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
People used to say I was anti-police, anti-military. No, I was against the Clintons and the globalists organizing it to go after veterans and gun owners. We got the secret documents from good law enforcement. We exposed it. InfoWars broke all that. That's why they hate us. We have put out more leaks to defend the Republic than any other group out there, other than Dr. Corsi and the work he did at WorldNet Daily and all the books he's written. And that's why we're teamed up here at InfoWars. And it's not about credit. You have to understand why the number one story in the country until this tragic shooting at the Republican baseball game today by a crazed leftist who had said on Facebook and Twitter and other publications, I'm going out to bring down Trump. In fact, let's put some of his quotes up on screen. There's Paul Watson articles and others. A congressional shooter recently wrote, it's time to destroy Trump and co. Here's the deal. When you have all over the country Democrats now marching with guns, with their fingers on the trigger, it's not like us in open carry to defend the Second Amendment. We're saying hi to the cops, everybody's being safe, and you know the guns aren't loaded and all the rest of it. We have the right form to be, but we're not trying to have a mass shootout. We go out there, they got fingers on their triggers, and then we're coming over and hitting my reporters. You have any idea how dangerous this is? This is just in Austin a few days ago. And now we learn the shooter, a left-wing activist obsessed with Sanders. So, well, then he ought to be mad at Hillary because Hillary stole it from him. These people are whacked out of their brains. They want a violent revolution. They want the money. They have been taught that's how they get ahead in life. And of course, they're never going to get it. It's going to make the country, though, go into a tailspin. So, this has happened in America before with Lincoln and Andrew Jackson. There were other cases. It happened when President Thomas Jefferson was in. And Jefferson wasn't a big military guy, but he had to use the military to stop a civil war. We've had these things before, ladies and gentlemen, but this isn't like North versus South, where both sides had their beefs. This is the globalists, the communists, the George Soroses, the Saul Alinskys, the Bill Ayers running this. This is the worst kind of revolution. And so I ask you, what is the president supposed to do? We need to let the president know we're tired of being timid. My gut, I'm a father, I'm politically savvy. My gut tells me we need hundreds of people arrested today. We need thousands by the end of the week that have all said kill the president, organize this and that. If you say let's kill the president or ISIS needs to bomb the president, that CNBC, MSNBC guy should be SWAT teamed today. He should fall down the stairs, okay? These people want a war. We got to snuff this thing out before it gets out of control. This is, folks, I've studied history. I told you this was all coming, okay? I don't want to brag, but I am on target like a laser-guided munition, okay? I'm telling you, the Republic has never been in such peril. And you got China running around crazy and all the rest of this stuff and Latin America collapsing and Africa collapsing and the Middle East up in flames. The whole world is going to go into flames. It'll make World War II look like a cakewalk. We need strong leadership now. And that's why good people in our government, the American people, put Trump in. There's a civil war with patriots trying to take America back. So pray for this country. Call C-SPAN. Call the White House. Call the media. The Democrats are terrorists. They're the enemy. They called for this. And they need to all come out and say we don't want violence and we want people that are calling for it and organizing and arrested. Now, briefly, we're going to come back with Corsi for at least 30 more minutes. We'll be back in the fourth hour with Roger Stone. I need money. I'm in a war. I'm building another studio. I'm desperately trying to hire people. I got the globalists trying to take our sponsors, doing all sorts of other stuff, but I'm expanding in their face. But this is a war. We have incredible supplements, incredible T-shirts, incredible water filters, 20% off Liver Shield and Oxy Powders, the new special. Liver Shield's amazing, 20% off on that. We have the fluoride-free toothpaste and hundreds of other great items at InfoWarsStore.com. But we need ammo in the fight, and that's money. So get products you need and fund the second American revolution against the globalists at InfoWars. Store.com. Hour number two coming up. Tell everybody tune in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling